Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in on this Monday night. Here in Chicago, it is very cold. We have been dealing with snow for the last couple of days, but tonight we're just dealing with the cold. And on this Monday night, Martin Luther King's birthday, happy MLK Day to everyone that's listening in. We would like to say that with the opening of the program of Smile 3E and Sharpening Iron Ministries, which is presented to you at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are bringing the Word of God to you tonight through one of his anointed vessels that will be ministering to us on tonight. And we would like to just say, get your word so you can read along for yourself, so you can't say that you just heard it, but you will have the opportunity to write it down and read it again so that you can go back to it in the future to refer to the verses and the scriptures that the woman of God presents to us tonight, as well as when you need it for yourself. You can go back to it. You can even listen to this program in our archive. So on tonight, our speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright. Dr. Wright, are you on the line yet? Okay, she's not on the line with us yet. Also, sometime Dr. Wright goes live on Facebook. So I would like to know if Minister Sheila Kaiser, are you on the line with us tonight? Are you able to talk on tonight?
Good evening, good evening. Yes, I am. I want to say hello to each and everyone, and may God bless us all and forever have us in his hands and our bodies and souls.
Okay, are you able to pray with us and for us tonight?
Okay, I just want to start off saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another day. God, I want you to look down on us, Lord, and bless us and let us receive your anointments, your blessings, and let us understand that you are the head of our life. If it was not, it should be. You are the cause of us here to live and to see another day, to let us know you are here. We are here because you chose to wake us up. You chose to give us another day. You chose to love us another day, that we need to learn and to understand that it is you and only you that we should be praying to, talking to, worshiping, you know, not these idol statues, not man to man, that the only Father, that true Father that we have, that love us with life and would treasure us and bless us with more than we could ever understand, to let us know no matter what you're going to, health-wise, financial-wise, family problems, whatever the situation is, you need to give it into the hands of the God and His Son, Christ Lord Jesus, and ask Him to fix it for you, make it right, show you what to do, let you know what to do, how to go about it. Lord, I ask you to bless all my sisters and brothers, my daughters, my son, my granddaughters, my grandsons, in the bloodline and in the spiritual line. Lord, we need your blessing. We need you to bless this government, to let them understand that what you are doing is hurting the people, it's not helping the people. But we need you to show them that no matter what they say or how they want to do it, it's not to deprive the people of this world for what you want to do. You need to be right by the people, do for the people. Everything will come to where it should be, but we should not be able to suffer at the hands of a man sitting in an office in a chair that can't understand the right and the needs of the people. I ask you to look over Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and myself and all the ministers, pastors, apostles, bishops, preachers, evangelists, every human living being on this earth that you have gave the anointment to pass your word and to help us pray and to understand, Lord, we need you and we will need you, and I can't never stop needing you and I can't never stop thanking you. We need to wake up in the morning and thank you, Lord, because due to you, we have another day. As I say, we have another day of birth to understand, to learn, and to be blessed. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And I ask you to bless each and every man, woman, and child on this earth to let them understand that we need your angels, all your guardian angels, to teach us, to show us, and to help us that what we are doing to help us to make everything right and to leave the wrongness, this hateful, and the damnation from our ways and to make it the right way. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I ask you to bless each and every one of them and to help me and all that need your help more now today than yesterday. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, and amen. Back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer. I'm going to ask again. Dr. Serena Wright, are you on the line with us tonight?
I'm on the line.
Okay. Well, for those of you that were listening, I told you our speaker tonight was Dr. Serena Wright. So for those of you that know her, say amen. Those of you that don't know her, say amen. Let's do it, lady of God, woman of God, and let God have his way. So it's in your hands, Dr. Wright.
Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for prayer. We all know that prayer is our opportunity to reach to the Father, that the veil has been ripped, and we get direct access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for this platform and for all those that have been faithful on this platform to let our voices go across the whole wide world and declare the truth of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we thank God for that. We never take this responsibility or this platform lightly. Anytime you can sit in the comfort of your home, open your mouth, and touch the whole wide world, you've got to know that God got a great plan in store. I used to believe all the letter programmings like ABC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC and FOX. And I used to think that when they began to talk about all of the horrors and the tragedies that have been enacted across the internet, across the World Wide Web, that it had a negative connotation. But then I decided to change how I think, because everything that has ever been created, God created it. He created it for his glory and for his honor and for his pleasure. He understands and knows that evil is in the earth. Hallelujah. And those that have not yet yielded their hearts to the truth will exact evil in anything. Have you stopped driving a car because your mechanic did not do right? Have you stopped eating food because you went to a restaurant and the food was not fresh? Then why have you stopped using the internet because some use it wrongly? Why have you stopped serving the King because some did not serve him? My God, God has created everything that has ever been created for his glory and his honor and his pleasures. The rocks know that they should still cry out. The trees stand and declare his glory. The ocean is available to let us know that God still has a dominion in this realm. And so we just thank God for this opportunity. We do understand that there are those that have been faithful to minister, that have been faithful to serve in this arena, and we speak the increase of God to them in the name of Jesus. There are so many things that we could focus on But we decide to focus on things that are lovely and of a good report. My God, we decide to let our eyes look directly towards heaven and to trust only in him. In the name of Jesus, we open our mouths and declare the goodness of the Lord so that all can hear. But we are not discompassionate to those that may be suffering, to those that may be in darkness, to those that are in captivity. Hallelujah. Your glory to God, to those that are oppressed, to those that are inconvenienced, to those, my goodness, that are under the thumb of that does not liberate and bring freedom. Hallelujah. And we do celebrate the recognition, the acknowledgement of Dr. Martin Luther King. He has blazed a trail. Hallelujah. And he has gone on, I believe, to sit in glory with the Father. He came and according to what he spoke, he saw some things that we get to live out, and he acknowledged that based on the prophetic understanding he had, that he would not see with his natural eyes what God had set him in the earth to begin, but he knew it was coming. And so he began to tell the people, I see it for you. Hallelujah. I may not get there with you, but I've already seen it. My God, he saw it with the eye of his mind. Hallelujah. So he was able to blaze the trail. And even though he was not respected and revered in his life, even though the evil in the earth ended, what we are now looking back and honoring, hallelujah, in his death, we acknowledge him. This whole nation acknowledges him. Hallelujah. Acknowledges his contribution, acknowledges his sacrifice, acknowledges his vision, acknowledges his courage, acknowledges his boldness. And we acknowledge and thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King today. Hallelujah. We thank God for his message of freedom and liberty. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We want to make a special declaration of gratitude to Apostle Lex Cecilia Kaiser. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you, woman of God. We know and we declare with you, it's our honor to pray with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God to help the circumstances understand that you do not only conquer, but when you face adversity, you more than conquer. We agree with you as you declare the word of the Lord concerning that concerns you, that it shall only be multiplication and increase in your life in the name of Jesus, that the good things that God has planned for you are they're at the brink of bursting forward. And we thank God, and we celebrate by faith that shall be a reality in the very short term in your life. And we thank God for it and for you, Apostle Alex Cecilia Kaiser. Without any further introduction, without any further celebration, without any further recognition, we will get directly into the word. We thank God for all things that should be thanked. Hallelujah. We are nothing but grateful as we come before you. And so we go directly into the word. If you would go with me to 2 Samuel, the 13th chapter, please pray with me. Pray with me, you all. Listen, you all, there are so many things going on. Do you know that the Bible says that the good things of the Lord will overtake you? Hallelujah. And so we are in an overtaking season, and we thank God for that. Would you please pray with us? Hallelujah. We come to you victorious. We come to you in our overtaking season because the blessings of the Lord have overtaken us, and we celebrate God for exactly who he has always been in the name of Jesus. The 2 Samuel chapter 13, and we had some issue during the first Monday of the year where I would normally get the opportunity to share, and the woman of God reached out to me and said, well, would you mind sharing on this Monday? And I said, absolutely not. And it is not by any surprise to me that I get to share on what is the day that the nation is recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Because in the scripture that God has given us to share, there are so many different ways, hallelujah, that once the Spirit of the Lord begins to unlock the mysteries of the truth of the scripture, there are so many ways to look at a thing, and you sit to yourself and you say, God, well, how do you want me to see this? What do you want me to say about this specifically to your people? Hallelujah. And so we understand that once we dive back into the Old Testament, we look at patterns, we look at types and shadows, hallelujah. We just want to be doctrinally sound and reassure all of you theologians that we do understand how to rightly divide the word of truth. In the New Testament, that is the covenant by which we live. That is the word of the Lord that we declare. Those are the promises that we expect. But when we look into the Old Testament, we look only at types, shadows, patterns, that which can foretell for us that is to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we are looking then in 2 Samuel chapter 13, and we will unlock the pattern that God would like us to govern ourselves after in 2019. In 2018, if you remember, God prepared us to stand in the middle of our prophetic destiny. I hope that you do not listen to the prophetic voices on this platform and think that we are just the average Joe. My God, but there is a prophetic unction that God is birthed in this hour, and you will see in the short run. There are some prophets that are long-eyed, and their gift is to look hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of time, and there are some that will operate in twofold dimensions. And when they say that it's going to happen in a week, it's going to happen in a week. When they say that it'll happen for your great-grandchildren, it'll happen for your great-grandchildren. But in 2018, God began that year saying to us that we would stand in the middle of our prophetic destiny, and that it, by the end of the year, we would give birth to something that the earth had never seen. We declare from Matthew, the first chapter, and we use that as the theme for the portion of 2018, because God continued to unlock the mysteries, the strategies of how to birth and when to birth and how to prepare for the manifestation of the baby, and reassuring us that this was what God had spoken by the prophets concerning us and who we should pair with and how we should partner with them. And now that we are here, and now that thing has come forth, hallelujah, glory to God, now that thing is resident in the earth realm, God has had us to dive back into the Old Testament to look at four principles for how we should govern ourselves now that we have given birth to that the earth had never seen. Let me tell you very clearly, the way you govern yourself when you are pregnant is not nearly the same way you would govern yourself once the baby is in the bassinet, once the baby is in the crib. Oh, let me tell you, you may not have to get up and fix a bottle while your baby's in the belly. You may not have to search out the correct size diapers and t-shirts while your baby's in the belly. There is a whole different way of thinking that must be resident with someone that has a baby versus someone that's about to give birth to a baby. There is a very different mindset when you're dealing with your expectation, your anticipation, and when you're dealing with manifestation. My God in heaven. And so God is taking us back to 2 Samuel, and it seems very paradoxical because in the 13th chapter, we're looking at a relationship between Amnon and Tamar. And this relationship is what I would vote as the least likely to be selected by God to teach anything about anything other than whoredom, perversion, and victimization. My God, I said I would not vote this scripture for any reason all but that. However, I say that for this reason. In the 13th chapter of 2 Samuel, as the story goes, Tamar is the half-sister of Amnon, and Amnon, the Bible says, loved her. And so we could go on to say that it never really was love, because it was only draped and described in the Bible as passion and emotion and fervor and impulse and obsession and high frenzied, uncontrollable, unmanageable emotion. But the Bible says that he loved her. And if you read on, he then had a friend that came and asked him what was wrong, because he knew that it was wrong for him to even consider marrying his half-sister. That was forbidden in that day. And so he was overcome with anguish at his inability to carry out this love for her. And then he found this trickster friend that said, listen, you are the son of the king. Just go and act like you're sick. Lie to your father. Get him to send her over. Boom, she's in your dwelling. She's in your bedchamber. Have your way with her. And he said, good idea. I told you I would have never picked the scripture. And so as the story goes, he rapes her. He takes the virginity from her. And at that time, anyone that was not a virgin, my God in heaven, was shamed and disgraced. And so, but as I recognized her to be a virgin, I realized why God wanted me to turn to this scripture, because the scripture that God used to power us for 2018 also had to do with a virgin. And the scripture that God used to power us for 2018 had to do with who the virgin partnered up with, the relationship the virgins had, and the character of those relationships. And so he then contrasted that with this scripture, where you also have a virgin, but that virgin in 2018 went on to fulfill destiny, but this virgin in this scripture, the Bible says, went on to live in desolation. And so I got the virgin piece. I said, but God, I definitely don't want to end up in desolation. He says, keep studying, keep studying, keep studying. And so that is where we meet you tonight. Stay with the Holy Ghost. That is where we meet you tonight. Because there are 4 points that we're going to learn from this virgin that ended up in desolation. This virgin ended up in anguish. This virgin ended up doing everything we don't want to do. Hallelujah. And so we're going to learn from her mistakes. My God, let me tell you something. My father told me, daughter, you don't have to learn everything that life wants to teach you yourself. Why don't you just watch and learn from their mistakes? And so God took us to a different virgin, and he says, I'm going to show you by pattern and shadow how to do everything to avoid losing. Oh my God, I've got to do everything to avoid bankrupting the process that you're in the middle of. And so Tamar will be that for us today. Let me tell you something. If you think success has a pattern, oh, a lack of success has a pattern. If you think overcoming has a pattern, then when you don't overcome, there is a pattern. And so we are using Tamar as a pattern. We're going to dive into the scripture for the 4 points that God's going to give us today on to how to ensure that we will do nothing but win, because for us, overcoming is our portion. He says that we don't just win, we win no matter what. Oh, no, 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 that's a secular song. But God says that we don't only conquer, we more than conquer. And so when we look at Tamar, when we look at the scripture, we're going to look at the scripture. And so, like I said, this is Amnon's trick system. He's trying to trick her because in his mind, he loves her. And so if you walk with me through the scripture, I promise you, we won't be any longer than the Holy Ghost if you walk with me through the scripture. So Amnon, now I am telling you, he has a friend that tells him, listen, just go and lie to David, lie to your father, tell him that you don't feel well and that you need her to come over and to feed you. So it goes, verse 8. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was in bed, and she took dough and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and baked them. And she took the pan and emptied it out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, send everyone from me. So everyone went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, bring the food here into the bedroom so I may eat from your hand. So Tamar took the cakes she had made and brought them into the room to Amnon, her brother. And when she brought them to him, he took hold of her and said, come lie with me. Mind you, in verse 6, Amnon, the Bible said, had lay down and pretended to be sick. That is why we find her in the 8th chapter there kneading the meal and making the cakes. And she says, no, my brother, do not force and humble me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this foolhardy, scandalous thing. And I, how could I rid myself of my shame? And you'll be considered one of the stupid fools of Israel. Now, therefore, I pray you speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. But he would not listen to her, and being stronger than her, he forced her, he raped her, he forced her, he forced her. The scripture, if you studied it out, he raped her and lay with her. And then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that his hatred for her was greater than the love which he had loved her. And if you drop down to, that was verse 15, no, that was verse 14. And if you drop down to verse 20, it says, in Absalom, her brother said to her, be quiet now, my sister. Take this matter not to heart. So Tamar dwelt with her brother in Absalom's house, a desolate woman, a desolate woman. And so we went now from 2018, a virgin that reaches her destiny, to this virgin that ends in desolation. And so let's unlock what we will not do in 2019. Let's unlock where God wants us to go. Let me tell you something. A real strategist will give you instructions and tell you how to avoid the pitfalls. And so if you look at the scenario that was created, point one, Amnon, who was devising to trick Tamar, the scripture says he pretended to be sick. My God, it says he pretended to be sick. And his pretending began to be evident, because when she was there in the house and she was making the food, and then he grabs her and says, come with me and come alive with me. And let me tell you something. In 2019, the pitfall, the number one pitfall that we're going to avoid, somebody say, is the pretender. Don't you pretend. Don't deal with pretenders. Once you recognize they're pretending, say, no, I've got to go. There's nothing about what God has for us that will be anything less than authentic. Don't talk to pretenders. Go in your phone and delete pretenders. If they cannot come and be exactly who they are and exactly who you know them to be, say, I cannot deal with you in 2019. In 2019, I am in the middle of the prophetic destiny God talked to me about last year. I cannot risk pretending. I can't pretend. I can't hang around pretenders. I won't call pretenders. I don't want to be a Facebook friend with pretenders, because I don't know what your agenda actually is. Don't you know that people that are pretending have a hidden agenda? There will be nothing, my God, that you shall allow to touch your destiny with someone near you with a hidden agenda. I said, God said, don't even let them near you. Oh, my Bible says, from such step away. My God, the number one pitfall that we will avoid is the pretender, because Amnon revealed himself as a pretender, but she still went along. My God, avoid it. Say, you know what? I thought this was going to be this. I thought this was going to be this kind of conversation. I thought you said, woman of God, you wanted to pray, but this seems like gossip to me. So we can pray, or I've got to go. Avoid the pretender. There is nothing that shall touch your prophetic destiny that shall be anything but off number one pitfall to avoid. Avoid the pretender. God has always been exactly who he said. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is speaking. I hope you're listening. Avoid the pretender. Don't talk to pretenders. Don't be friends with pretenders. Don't take joy in what pretenders do, because God is always the same. He doesn't have an agenda. He won't speak something concerning you unless he's determined to bring it to pass. When heaven and earth pass away, God's integrity is so sure, his word will still be standing. Avoid the pretender, the number one pitfall to avoid. Don't bring it around your promise. Don't bring it around your destiny. Don't bring it around your children. Don't let pretending women come around your husband. My God, avoid the pretender. Oh, they have an agenda. They've already got a plan in their mind, contrary to what they're presenting. The number one pitfall, how you will prevent desolation from touching your promise, avoid the pretender. Somebody say, avoid the pretender. Don't you pretend. Don't hang around pretenders. Don't add pretender to the end of your meal. Don't drink pretender. Say, oh God, right now I'm in prayer. I can't be anything but authentic. I absolutely cannot stand my husband. Don't pretend. Don't you get an agenda. Don't be phony before God. Go ahead and be exactly who you are. My Bible says, go ahead and be hot if you're hot. Go ahead and be cold if you're cold, but don't pretend. Don't be water in between, in the middle, trying to fool somebody that you're hot and you're warm. Trying to act like you're cold and you're warm. Trying to act like you're sick when all you wanted to do was rape and defile this woman from the beginning. Oh, God says, once you recognize a pretender, if you see a pretender in the mirror, say, let me tell you something. We're going to get to authentic, or we're going to be fasting. We're going to get to authentic. You talking to yourself in the mirror. We're going to be nothing but authentic, because I'm standing in the middle of my prophetic destiny. I've got to have the integrity of authenticity all around me. The number one pitfall to avoid, somebody say, is the pretender. Number two. Let's look back at this, because number two is very close to number one. Number one, avoid the pretender. Number two, he says in verse 9, it says, she took the pan and emptied it out before him, but he refused to eat. And then he said, send everyone out from me. Then so everyone went out. And so let me tell you something. That number two is sitting right in verse 9. So he took the pan. Now you called me over here because you're so sick. You even told my father you are so sick. And see, I'm getting wind that something here. Let me ask questions. Number two, this is how you will avoid bringing your promise to a desolate place. Ask questions. If she didn't see the pretender jump right out, she surely would have seen him if she had started asking questions, because she had made the food he requested, and my Bible Bible says in verse 9 he refused to eat. I would have said, wait a minute. If you're not hungry, why am I over here? And then he says, okay, well, send everybody out and then bring everything into my room. Wait a minute. You can't eat this food unless I come in your room. Somebody say, ask questions. Oh, ask questions until you get on their last nerves. Oh, ask questions. Oh, avoid the pretend.
Okay, Minister Sylvia, Dr. Wright's line dropped, but as soon as she comes back on, I'll open her line back up.
Thank you so much, because I was sure enjoying that. But we're going to pray that the devil is a lie, and we're going to pray that Dr. Serena Wright comes back on the line and finish up. Like she said, avoid the pretenders and ask questions. And if we be honest with ourselves, God has been dealing with us in certain places that we don't want to ask the question because we're pretending that we don't really want to hear the answer or that we know the answer. But let's just concentrate on getting in the presence of God, that we are being led by the Holy Ghost, which has told us two of the points. One, don't deal with pretenders. Don't pretend like you don't see it. Don't pretend like you don't know it. And don't pretend like they haven't exposed themselves. Because my mama used to always say, when a person shows you who they are, believe it. Believe what they're showing you and believe what you're seeing. And when the Holy Spirit has instructed has exposed someone to you, don't pretend like you're not hearing it because you want to be their friend or you don't want to let them down. But don't forget that the devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy, and he have to try to pretend or make you pretend that you didn't know it because we are not ignorant of same devices. And ask questions when you're not for sure. And I'm just hoping Dr. Wright gets back on the line soon so she can finish dropping this hot word to us because, like I said, it is hot. I'm excited, and I'm waiting to see what she's going to finish bringing with to us of the other 2 points. After we have asked a question, when did you know that somebody is saying something to you, don't pretend like the Holy Spirit is not revealing what they're saying to you because you know what they're saying. So I'm excited about Dr. Wright getting on the line. That's why the first Monday she wasn't able to present the word because the enemy tried to block us with coming into the new year knowing that God has a word to lead us and to where he's taking us to as the people of God. Oh, Dr. Wright, hurry up and get back on the line. I'm excited about this word on tonight.
This is such a word of confirmation. I agree with you, Minister Sylvia, because December, the month of December, God had me writing messages on Facebook about pretenders and people that are being fake and people that are wearing masks and how he was going to expose them and decode them and make it plain to us who they are. And so this is definitely a rhema word. And like you said, I'm excited to hear the rest of the confirmation. So you are right on point. Pray that she comes back online. Has anyone texted her yet to let her know she dropped off?
I'm texting her now. Yes, I'm praying that we don't allow the word of God to not operate in our life, that we don't allow what God has put before us. I'm praying and asking God to just finish doing what he do. I didn't say
and while we're waiting for her, I just want to quickly read on December 30th something that God had given me, and I wrote it on my page, and hopefully she'll come back on the line real quickly because, like I said, it's just so much confirmation. And then if she comes back on the line, then I don't even have to read it, so that would be great too. So I'm just waiting for her to come back because, like she said, avoid the pretender. She told us to ask questions. I mean, that's just so powerful in itself. And I'm waiting and waiting, and I'm hoping Minister Sylvia is going to say that she's already back, and but I don't see her out here yet because there is so much in that word that she's speaking. And so if you haven't heard it. This is what God gave me to write on Facebook. It says, sometimes in life we say, wow, I can't believe on how he or she has changed. But the reality is they did not change, mature, or revert back or regress, et cetera. The truth is what you are finally seeing and meeting is the person behind the curtain, the person behind the mask who is no longer hiding, the great pretender. The grand finale is over and saying, is it real or is it Memorex? Whatever else is exposed and uncovered. Therefore, stop being mad trying to fight people for finally being honest with you and showing you the wolf that word thought you thought was a sheep. We have already been taught about the deceiver creeping in and how the deceiver wants to deceive the elect. Someone close to you may be hurt, disappointed, or even angry. They did not understand why and what was not as well. They felt they should have, and you should have been impacted even greater. But I felt God reveal and expose it. So you're actually just blessed because God revealed it. Lastly, I was glad that both of you were no longer believing a lie. So God, let God be God. Stop trying to save people. Only God can save them. God said to do your concerning and stay concerned with being healed and being whole and be thankful once again that God is exposing the pretenders. The masks are coming off. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful. She's back, and I'm excited. She's back, Minister Sylvia.
All right, Dr. Wright, you left off with number two when you said ask questions. Please continue.
Yes.
Continue on.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you all something. You all, we just love God so much because we understand that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Number one, avoid the pretender. Number two, ask questions. Number three. Number three is locked in verse, go with me, it's a verse 12 and verse 13. And it says, she replied, no, my brother, do not force and humble me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this foolhardy, scandalous thing. And I, how could I rid myself of my shame, and you will be considered one of the stupid fools of Israel? Now, therefore, I pray you speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. And so as we're reading this, I promise you, you'll be fascinated. The Bible is a lot more interesting than scandalous and powerless and all of those things that are steeped in debauchery and foolishness on network television. Because in the Bible, we have this woman, and this man now has come. He lied to her father to get her to his house so that he could rape her. I want you to go with me. And so then once she recognizes that he has this evil, wicked plan in his mind, she begins to negotiate with him on what he should do as opposed to violate, humiliate, and debase her. Oh, my God. And I was reading, I had to read it over and over again because I said, what in the world? But don't you know that when you are not certain of who your father is, do you know her father was the king? There should have been no room for her to negotiate, but she felt obligated to make his wrong agenda right. She felt obligated to help him fix the mess that was going on in his mind. And that is the very obligation that led her to the desolation seven verses later. Let me tell you, the third pitfall is obligation. Don't you dare obligate yourself to anything but the word of God. What is so powerful about what God is telling us tonight is because God will give you a strategy to avoid the pitfalls And so once I began to think about it, at first I was a little shocked, but then God began to say, but don't you remember when you did, and don't you remember when you, and don't you remember when you, because except for the grace of God, we would be obligated to somebody else's wicked plan. But let me tell you something. We can avoid being obligated. You know why? Because this is what God has spoken over my life. You all, this is such a powerful strategy for us in this hour, because we are not obligated to your racist, biased, sexist, or discriminatory, oppressive agenda. I'm not obligated to your hatred, your malice, I'm not obligated to anything but my destiny. And if she had said, you're going to do what? Then I'm out of here. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I know you're like, no, no. See, that's easy for you to say because you don't have my bills to pay. But I'm telling you something. If you bring obligation over into your promise, you're going to risk taking it to desolation. Don't you dare be intimidated by his forcefulness. Don't you dare be intimidated by who he is or the position you find yourself in. See, because she was in his bedchamber. Oh, my God. And see, it was going to look crazy. See, he could have went before her and said that she was somewhere she wasn't supposed to be. Don't you dare be intimidated just because he got the best of you. Don't you dare be intimidated because you were two steps too late recognizing that he was working an agenda. So then you felt obligated to try to make his wrong right. Oh, no, I didn't understand that this is what you meant. But now that it's real clear to me, I'm out of here. I'm not obligated to carry it out. I'm not obligated to say it. I'm not obligated to laugh because that's not funny. I'm not obligated to scratch because I'm not itching. I'm not obligated to say yes, sir, because I don't agree. Oh, my God. Oh, there's a liberty in recognizing, oh, that this is the plan of God for my life, and I will not risk desolating it by being obligated to your wickedness. I'm not going to try to suggest how you can carry this out, how you can make this wrong right. The only thing I'm going to do is exit stage left. I'm not obligated to this. Oh, I trust God just like that. Oh, he brought me this far. He'll take me a little further. Oh, he is the one that impregnated me in the beginning. He is the one that gave me this business. He is the one that gave me these children. He is the one that gave me this wife. He is the one that gave me this house. Oh, my God, and I'm not obligated. I'm not obligated to your plan. I'm not obligated to your fear. I'm not obligated to your wickedness. I'm not obligated to anything but this word. I'm going to give you these cakes, and I'm going to hit that door. I'm not obligated. I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to make you feel justified in exercising this evil against me. I'm not obligated to you. I owe everything I have to my Father and my Heavenly Father alone. He is my King, my Lord, and my Master. He sees and he knows. Oh, my God, the third pitfall to avoid is feeling obligated. Don't be intimidated. Don't be obligated. Don't be disgraced. Don't be ashamed. Go ahead and leave. Oh, I dare you to don't be obligated. Not about anything in 2019. My God in heaven, the pitfall to avoid is obligation. But let me tell you something. What her obligation unlocked, what her willingness to be obligated to his wicked agenda unlocked is number four. Way down on the inside of Tamar, oh my God, she did not realize who she was. Oh, she had become a victim, oh my God, to the plan of someone who had set against her. And the pitfall The pitfall that brings this whole landscape is that she did not know who she was. She became a victim to his agenda. Oh, my God. Oh, my God in heaven, I thank you, Father. God, I hear you talking to me so loud. She became a victim to circumstance. She became a victim to his agenda. She became a victim to what had happened when she had nothing to do with it. And she laid down her conquering ability and picked up a victim mentality. Before anything else, do not desolate your promise with this fourth pitfall. Don't you dare, my God. Don't you dare take a victim mentality. I don't care where you find yourself. Yeah, you're in his bed, and that's not going to look good. And you have sent everybody out because he told you to, and that's not going to look good. And what would the people say? And there's going to be some people that are going to come, and they're going to say, you should have known better, and you should have done this. And why didn't you say something before you walked into his room? But I don't care what the enemy's planning or what the enemy's saying or what the enemy's declaring. I don't care what the circumstances are. Don't you dare bring desolation about your around your promise by taking on a victim mentality. Oh, you continue to declare that this is my prophetic destiny. This is what the prophets were speaking about me before the foundation of the world. Oh, I am nothing less than a daughter or the son of the Most High God. Oh, don't you dare take on the victim mentality. I am not obligated to be fearful or just because the enemy is raging. I'm not obligated to surrender my promise. They'll never prosper. Oh, I am not going to bring a pretender. Anything pretending, anything less than the authentic authority of God around my promise, and it will not become desolate. Oh, my God, I'm going to ask questions. Oh, I'm going to unlock your agenda as early as possible. Oh, but let me tell you something. If you happen to be craftier than I notice, if you happen to get the best of me, I'm not obligated to your agenda. I'll never take the victim's way. If you try to exact your evil agenda against me, I'll never lay down and say, Uncle, oh, I'm going to leave out of here screaming, saying, Daddy, he raped me. Daddy, he touched me. Daddy, I'm afraid. Daddy, I don't know what to do. Oh, I wish you could hear the Holy Ghost. I don't care what happens. I don't care how it's looking. Don't you dare take on the victim mentality. You are nothing more than a conqueror. And after you overcome, you'll do more conquering. Let me tell you something. If the pretender gets the best of you, if you didn't ask the question soon enough, don't you feel obligated to the adversary's plan, and don't you dare become a victim. Take your Bible, take this word of God, and stand in the face of his agenda and say, I don't care what you did. My God, I don't care what they said. Oh, but you tried to disgrace me, but it didn't work. You tried to make me ashamed, but it didn't work. You tried to force me to believe something that's not true, but it didn't work. Oh, for my God shall never fail. This is going to be everything that God told me in 2018. Go ahead and declare the word of the Lord. Go back to your daddy like Tamar should have. Get right back in the Father's face and say, Daddy, this is what they did to me. This is what they said. This is what he made me do. This is how it made me feel. Oh, I wish y'all could hear the Holy Ghost. Go back to your daddy. Oh, if you get in trouble, oh, let me tell you how powerful God's instructions are. He said, let me tell you, daughter, avoid the pretender. Go ahead and ask questions. But if you get in a jam, don't be obligated. If things get difficult, don't you dare take on the victim's mentality. Don't you know that Tamar had a victim's mentality? Because after she was violated, after he did that to her, she hadn't done anything. She was where she was told to go. She was doing what she was supposed to do. And then he took something from her that he had no business taking. All she had to do was go back to her daddy and say, "Daddy, Amnon raped me." Oh, my. If they get the best of you in 2019, go back to your daddy. Don't you dare take the victim's mentality. You're not obligated to their evil agenda. Oh, don't you say, "I should have seen that he was pretending. I should have asked more questions." No, no, no. That's not why God is giving us this. He's telling us, and always use wisdom. But don't you know there are some things that evil will try to exact against you? Oh my God, that'll make you feel, try to make you feel guilty and ashamed, try to make you fall back into the "I should've." God says, "No, no, no, no. I'm just telling you this. These is what I want you to avoid. You don't have to be obligated." Oh, if the adversary thinks, you go back and tell him that was a weapon you formed, but it's not going to prosper. I'm going right back to my daddy. Oh, daddy, this is what happened. This is how it made me feel. I felt embarrassed and ashamed. Oh, my husband walked around all around my small little town with his mistress, and you told me that was my husband. Oh, let me tell you something. I don't care what happens this year. Don't you dare sit your promise over in desolation. If you missed a couple of questions, if the pretender got past you, don't you feel obligated to be desolate? Don't you take on the victim mentality. Go right back to your daddy. The only thing I'm obligated to is this word. I'm going to continue to declare it over my promise. I'm going to have all of my feelings. I'm going to take all of the circumstances around what happened back to my daddy and continue to declare this word and continue in my obligation and my commitment as a believer. My God, people of God, God has given us how to avoid. Oh, how to avoid taking our promise and sitting it over in a desolate place. Don't you know it looked bad when a virgin came out and when a single woman came out and had intercourse? Don't you know it looked bad? Don't you know that just because you've been given a promise that things might look bad? But don't you become a victim. Go ahead and go back to daddy and say, "Daddy, this is what they said. And this is what they told me about the business. And this is what they said when I gave them my business plan. And this is what he told me when I told him that that was wrong, that he was breaking our covenant. And this is what my son said when I told him what you told me to tell him. And this is what my sister said. And this is what my grandmother did." Oh, my God, go back to daddy. Don't you dare take your promise in 2019 and sit it over in desolation. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care what they do to you. I don't care how they set you up. I don't care how they misuse you. I don't care how they disregard you. Go back to daddy. Obligate yourself only to the word. Commit ourselves only to the Bible. Continue to declare and believe and watch what God's going to do in 2019. Oh, have I not said it? Shall I not make it good? Oh, God is reassuring us in showing us how to avoid all of the pitfalls that we might encounter in 2019 that he's committed to us and our promise. He's committed to full manifestation and execution. He's committed to what he said he was going to do in us. And for that, God, we thank you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and all of the honor that is due. Woman of God, Sister Sylvia, it's back to you.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. My screen wanted to go black all of a sudden, but that's okay. I thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you for those 4 points. I don't care if you have to put point number one first and say, "God, I should have asked the question." I should have asked the question because I felt in my spirit that something was going to come upon me where they was pretending they had my best at heart, or I was pretending like I wanted to be their friend. God, I thank you to know that I do not have to be obligated to something or someone that I know do not have my best at heart, whether it's far as my finances or hanging out with or whatever the situation may be. I thank God that I can unlock my relationship with God to say, God, give me an understanding. Give me the guidance that I need to walk in the place that I need to walk, because if we be honest with ourselves, even though the year just started, God has put an agenda out in front of us, even though we may not understand it or had not saw it, but on tonight it had been revealed. Don't play with the pretenders. Ask questions and know the only thing you're obligated to is God, that you're obligated to God. Know that. Unlock your true relationship with God. Unlock that. I thank the woman of God for what she done. I know the enemy did not want her to get this word out to us on the first Monday, and he sure didn't want her to get it out today on the third Monday. But I thank God that I asked her. She didn't hesitate. She said yes, and I've been excited ever since to hear what the woman of God was going to say on tonight, and I'm just thanking God that I was able to hear the word for myself, as well as, like I instructed you all earlier, get your word out so that you can read it for yourself. So I'm going to ask Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser if she would open the line so that if anybody would like to speak, need to speak, want to speak, or if all you could just say is hallelujah, amen, just encourage this woman of God to let her know that you heard what she said and you will be applying it to your life. Apostle, are the lines open?
Yes.
Okay, the lines are open. Go on, introduce yourself and say what you want to say on tonight.
Amen, Dr. Wright. This is Celia. Thank you for the confirmation. November-December time frame, God was dealing with me about pretenders, people wearing masks, and just a lot of things. No, it wasn't even October. It started like in September because I was starting to see a lot of things. And like you said, all of a sudden I was unctioned by the Holy Ghost to stay away from those people. And so I started staying away from them. But at the same instance, I must say, I was also praying for them that they would want to be delivered from being a pretender, that they would want to start being genuine for God. And I just thank God for the confirmation. I thank God for letting us know that we don't have to act like we don't see it. We don't have to act like if it's us doing the pretender, that we can't go to God and say, I'm Daddy God, this spirit got to go. And then just such a powerful word about victimization, because this is definitely a type of atmosphere in America that's getting back into that victimization type mindset, where the he's and the she's and the haves and the have-nots and this race and that race. And I'm just so godly proud of you and the message that you preached today and that Dr. Barber preached on today about just getting back to the things that God has told us to come against and to be just diligent in, and that's being diligent and wanting equality, being diligent and attacking that and going against that which is not of God, meaning that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force, and remembering that God gave us the keys to bind and to loose. And like you said, we don't have to take that. We don't have to make up agendas or try to cover up for other people that are trying to do us wrong. We just have to allow the Lord to expose them and decode them and just reveal them and just realize, yes, sometimes it's going to be people that are close to you, and just go ahead on and just say, God, I'm going to let you be God. Great word, awesome word. Thank you, woman of God, for your obedience and for your diligence. When the enemy tried to stop the word, you just even came back with even a greater dedication and commitment that to mm-hmm. get the word out, and we appreciate it. Listen to it on the archives. If you didn't get to hear the whole word, listen to it on the archives, and listen to it on the archives anyway, so that in case you didn't hear all of the word, you can get that part that you didn't hear that wasn't meant for you to be praying about tonight, but you may need to pray about it tomorrow. Listen to the archives.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Alexisia. Is there anyone else that would like to encourage the woman of God on tonight?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Sheila. All I want to say is thank you, thank you, thank you. Because day after day, you have to pray to God because there's so many pretenders. There's so many pretenders coming at you every which way that you could imagine. And as you say, we need to ask questions. And as you asking that question, pray on God to let you feel the truth to that answer. All I want to say is thank you, thank you, thank you. You hit more spots than you could imagine. I thank you, Dr. Serena Wright. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. I agree with you. Is there anyone else that would like speaking to the woman of God's life on tonight? Okay. Well, Dr. Wright, I'm going to ask you what I normally ask you whenever you speak. Do you have any cheap plugs you would like to put out there?
Woman of God, thank you so much. I don't. But I do want to mention, Apostle Elect mentioned about this season in our country, you know, and evidently all of us that are living here are very well aware of how things, the culture of the nation right now. And, you know, we just continue to pray for our nation. And what really struck me is how the climate in this nation is so given to the victim mentality. I had not even thought about that until she said that, because it's so much of who said what from what group, and are you with the green or the blue or the, you know, it is so much of that. And then now people are clamoring to try to align with whatever group they think, you know, just everything what the Holy Ghost was having us to share. And is if we have to feel obligated to be committed to some of the foolishness that is going on in our nation and it's and its climate. Yeah, and I just thought that was so poignant and so true to bring it in the light of what we are facing in this nation. So we definitely will add another level of understanding in our prayer and petition for the nation. But with respect to any announcements or anything, no, I do not. Thank you so much for creating that opportunity for us. But we don't have any announcements other than you should meet us on Sunday at 4244 West Madison. Pastor Troy Thomas is the pastor at the Fountain of Living Waters Church. And actually, he did mention that on the third week of May, I believe it is, I will find out for sure the date that he will be being installed, I believe, by Bishop Hudson, a local area pastor here in this area. And so I will give you more information about that, but just keep your ear bent for that date in May. It definitely is in May, but I'll get the exact date and make you all aware. And again, I echo the sentiments of woman of God that listen to the archives. I do all the time. The people that have get access to this platform always bring such a powerful insight to what is being shared by the people of God. So listen to that on the archives. And if there's nothing else, should I pray, woman of God?
Yes, please.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you right now, God, for how your insight, your revelation, for your word is so fresh, the breath of God being breathed for us for this season. And we do understand, God, that we will not be those, God, that feel obligated to pretenders, those that once we have asked questions and didn't get answers, that we went on with the plan, with the status quo. We are willing to stand out in boldness. We are willing to stand out and be that one that declares the truth of the gospel unashamedly. We are willing to be those that are ready to stand and move your agenda forward. We refuse every temptation to become victimized, pressurized, oppressed, depressed, or brought under anything but the commitment you have given us to live an abundant life. We thank you for it now. We give you praise and we give you glory for it now. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And I would like to also add to that, I would like for everybody to just keep Apostle Thomas in your prayer. I thank God that she was able to live to see her question and her request that she had made unto God to let her walk into 2019. I thank God that she's still with us. Let's just hold her up in prayer. And I would like to ask you all also to pray for Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. She is a part of the government shutdown. How many of us know that you are blessed when you are put in a place where they tell you to come to work and they're not paying you? And as of right now, she's able to work without pay. And I just thank God that even on those days when she's tired, when me and her have touched and agreed, and I've asked God along with her, God, let them allow her to work from home, that God has answered our prayers on that. I just want you all to keep those strong, mighty women of God up before you, as well as you do with Dr. Serena Wright on tonight. She brought an awesome word to us, said, explain to us not to allow situations that we're not understanding, or should I say that we don't even want to agree to or coincide with, don't allow situations to rape us where we have to pretend because we didn't ask questions, because we didn't understand who we are because of the obligations we felt that we had to that, and we didn't unlock the situation with knowing that we could go back to our daddy, Father God, and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help my unbelief. Because as I said on earlier, and Dr. Wright even came in with confirmation of it, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. So I just want to say we will look forward to you all on next Monday, which is our fourth Monday, where our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. And we want to say he will be here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget our very own Elder Kathy Kendall every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. Don't forget our Sunday morning ministry with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and whatever you do, don't forget we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And don't forget their program on Sunday mornings is Let's Talk. And most of all, don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I would like to say good night. Be blessed. Amen.